This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Robert Beiter. Doctor's a fascinating physician who is now working on sort of a next career or another career, practicing in Mexico and also opening OB-GYN birthing centers. Robert, can you take a moment? I'm sure I've hit that wrong, and introduce yourself correctly.
Sure. My name is Dr. Robert Beiter, and I am a holistic obstetrician gynecologist who was trained in the university system in the United States. And now I am looking to achieve a new approach to women's healthcare and to delivering babies around the world.
And tell us what you're doing now and how you got there. A little bit more about that.
Sure. Early in my career, I was introduced to the ambulatory surgical center perspective of medicine, in which we discovered that we could achieve better opportunities for patients and better outcomes by using the ambulatory approach to surgery. And from that perspective, I realized that the same can be true for birth, that we deserve to achieve a better option for women so that they can have an amazing natural birth for low-risk women for less cost and for better outcomes.
Fantastic. And what does that look like? What does a birthing center look like? I mean, and what happens if there's a problem? How does this work?
Absolutely. So listen, can you imagine in the 1970s and the 1980s when surgical centers were first born in the United States, if you told somebody that they were going to have a surgery and it was not going to be in a hospital, you would have thought they were crazy. And as a surgeon, at this point in my career and in my life, if you told me that you were going to have a surgery that was elective, that was low risk, and you were having that in a hospital with a high risk of complications, with a high risk of cancellations, with a low impact upon patient satisfaction and physician satisfaction and infection risk, I would think you are crazy. So the same is true for birth. We will only accept women who are low risk, who will achieve a natural birth without medical interventions, without surgical or anesthetic interventions that increase the risk. And so for those women who are at risk, we transfer them out, just like you would in a surgery center. And it's a new approach. The old way is that midwives deliver at home and doctors do surgical births in a hospital. But there is an option for us to have a middle ground where women are respected, where birth is celebrated, where costs are lower, and where risks are mitigated.
And it sounds like over the last 10, 15 years, you've heard about this episodically or periodically. Are there places where this has started to take off, where it's become more prevalent?
Of course. We know that the out-of-hospital birth rates in the United States has increased by over 35% in the last 5 years. What we are offering in our birthing centers, now known as Dando a Luz, is a unique opportunity in which midwives and doctors work together, where our approach is not about midwifery care. It's not about medical care. It's about family-centered birth. It's about supporting this process, which is natural, and we intervene when needed. So that's what is a distinction between us and what has previously existed. We aren't here to have some sort of competition against hospitals. We're not here to have a competition against home birth midwives. Both of those can exist, but what we offer is an alternative that is safe, that has policies and procedures, that follows medical advice, and that still celebrates the amazing event of birth.
Well, it's fantastic. And how do you stay, how excited are you about this on a 1 to 10? Where's your head at on this? And how did you sort of transition to this as a full core of your career?
Absolutely. This is why I was born. Not to be dramatic, but it's true. You know, my father died when I was a young boy. We were poor. I was blessed to be accepted to medical school. I attended the exact same medical school where the doctors could not save my father. So from my early education, I realized that medicine is not about being saviors. It's about supporting one another. I have medical experience. I have surgical experience. But what I've gained to understand is that my role is to assist those during this process. And I know that when we change how we enter this planet, when we change how moms and dads become parents, we change the world. Because those babies see the world differently when they enter this world feeling that they are safe. And when families are supported and protected and they feel in control of this process, they too are changed. Men see their wives or their partners as powerful, not as victims needing some surgical intervention. And what's interesting to me is that in this process, I have challenged the medical system, but I have also seen an evolution where now the American College of OBGYN agrees with everything that I have tried to implement in hospitals in the United States, that we do not need to intervene unless mom or baby is at risk, that we should not be doing elective inductions, that we should not be doing surgeries just for the sake of making more money. And so for me, that's exciting. It's exciting to have lived long enough to see the medical world catch up with nature.
Isn't that sort of fascinating? And now, as you develop this, as you get going with this, Dr. Bider, if this year goes well, what does it look like for you? And then I want to ask you another question about your time in Mexico there. But if this year goes well for you with the birthing centers and what you're trying to do, what does that look like?
Well, what it looks like is that we reintroduce ourselves in a new paradigm. And that paradigm is dando a luz, which in Spanish means to bring the light, to bring the power. And so I'm reintroducing our birthing centers with this new paradigm, both in Mexico as well as throughout the United States. We are currently entertaining investors to build this platform with an amazing return on investment, but an even more amazing return on making a difference in this world. So I anticipate that we will have 5 centers in Mexico developed and growing. And we currently are in talks to have 4 more in the United States. And that is when the momentum will continue to build and when the world will be changed.
It's simply amazing. And so if the year goes well, you've got 9 of these really going in under direction. And one more question. What's it like to be practicing in Mexico versus the U.S.? Are you loving it? Is it fascinating? A couple thoughts on that.
Yeah. There is a beauty to live in a place in this world in which people simply accept life as it is. Living in Tulum, Mexico, and in the entire state of Quintana Roo, I have grown in love with the Spanish language. There is a poetry with which people describe their lives. And those words make a difference in the decisions they make about their healthcare and about how they live their lives. So for me, I swim in the Caribbean Ocean every day. I see tortugas and turtles. I see monkeys. I see amazing things. And I am reminded that life at its most precious thing is so beautiful. And that's why I went to medical school, right? Like, we don't go to medical school to make $1 million. We don't go through organic chemistry and struggle with physics and try to be that 1% of people accepted into medical school unless we believe that life is beautiful and that we're here to help one another. And Mexico has reminded me of that. It's removed the political impact of the United States. It's removed the greed. And it has introduced me to a culture that is really about love. And I am so grateful for that.
Well, Dr. Bider, it is just a great pleasure to hear your enthusiasm, hear your love for life, hear your excitement about the birthing centers that you're developing, and just all that you're doing. Just a great, great pleasure visiting with you today. And I want to thank you for taking some time with us at Becker's Healthcare to speak with us. Thank you, sir.